This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here in Radio Whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Coming up, Chris, you've got a story about two-way radio technology. Apparently, according to the leftists over at Slate, they're saying hard right-wingers are utilizing the tech to plan violence. And we'll get into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome, though. Let's go to your calls and talk to Matt on the line in New Hampshire. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
I
was calling in because yesterday somebody mentioned that I have a primary, the Republican primary, and I just wanted to correct that error and just state that I don't have a primary. And
This is Matt Santanastasso. Sorry, I didn't make that clear. You are the one of the prime sponsors of the New Hampshire independence legislation that unfortunately did not get through the state legislature this year, but caused all kinds of controversy. And I apologize, I misremembered it. So it must be that your brother, who is running for the first time, he's the one with the primary challenger, right?
That's correct. He has an establishment pick for a primary. I wanted to clear it up because there is two people running in my district, Cheshire 18. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want anyone to look up the other guy's name and think he was an establishment guy because he's not. He's much more closer aligned with us than establishment.
Nice.
He's a good guy. We've become friends over the last 2 years.
So they did some redistricting here in New Hampshire. Were you previously in a two-person district, or is that a new thing?
Yeah, that's a new thing. Before I had six towns. The new district, because of the redistricting, I have three towns.
Okay.
And as far as for electing Republicans, the numbers are better.
So, meaning you have a better chance of winning, and also I presume you don't have to go knock on as many doors if you're going to actually go out and do some campaigning, right, if it's only three towns?
Yeah, that helps a lot, right, because Fitzwilliam was one of my towns, and that's a difficult town to knock.
Okay.
The second reason why I wanted to fix that error is because the establishment actually promised me a primary, if actually promised anybody a primary that voted for the secession bill.
Oh.
So a little bit disappointed that they were unable to deliver.
That's so great.
That was one of their many threats that went out there. So, you know, it was going to be a well-funded establishment candidate, and he's not here, so.
He didn't even materialize. They couldn't find somebody, basically, is what it came down to, I bet.
Yeah, I'm certain that's what it was.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just make these threats about.
Is this because everybody supports independence?
Yeah.
It's got to be, right?
He said that. They specifically told them, if you support independence, we're going to primary you.
Right, and nobody wanted to primary, so everybody supports independence then.
Well, no one wanted to primary Matt. That just means they couldn't find somebody who was willing to run. Matt, anything else you want to share? Sounds like you're on the road.
No, I just wanted to fix an error and give you those motivations on why I wanted to fix it.
All right, man. Well, we'll look forward to hearing good news from the campaign trail and appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call. Enjoy the ride out there. It sounds like he's on the side of the road. Might have pulled over to have a chat with us there. Phone number here at 603-283-6160. Just to bring our listeners up to speed on that, the New Hampshire exit amendment, for lack of a better term, was CACR 32. It was a historic thing to happen. Yes, it only had 13 people voting in favor of not tabling the bill. So it never even got to an actual vote because it got quote-unquote tabled. And that basically means they put it on the table and then just ignore it for the rest of the term. So that's where it sits, I guess. I don't know at what point they throw away the things that are on the table or whatever, but the odds that it'll ever come off the table are, you know, pretty slim. You know, we're going to get into the next congressional or representative session. That'll be next year. presumably something else is going to be filed, and about now is when it's probably time for the state reps to start thinking about what's their next approach going to be, because there is a rule in New Hampshire that says you can only put forward the same exact bill once every 2 years. Now, I don't know how much you have to change the bill in order for it to be considered a different bill. Right, so you could probably put forward some other sort of independence bill, but maybe it wouldn't be the same, you know, proposed constitutional amendment, which is the direction that they went to this time. Maybe they can approach it from a different way. I don't know what they're talking about amongst themselves. I hope they are talking. That would have been a good question for me to ask Matt, but I didn't think of it until after he was off the line. I'm sure we're going to hear more about the status of independence. There's now a political action committee that has been formed that is trying to raise money to help candidates like Matt Santanastasso get reelected and to help new candidates who've never been elected who support independence get elected. That's called the New Hampshire Independence PAC, and I hope that they can really, you know, get off the ground this year. So if you want to weigh in, you can. Here, the number 603-283-6160. So, Chris, you wanted to tell us a story tonight that the left-wingers are railing against apparently people on the right who are using two-way radios.
Yeah, I mean,
for nefarious purposes.
Apparently, people who are on the left don't use two-way radios. Who knew?
Well, the thing is, when they do a thing, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's when anybody who isn't on the far left does the same things they do.
Then bad.
That they get upset. I mean, look at AOC. All a flutter because somebody said some rude things to her as she was going to work. And this is the woman who said, the point of protest is to make people uncomfortable. Well, they made you uncomfortable, didn't they? How you like it?
Yeah.
So I got a story here from Slate titled, Far-Right Extremists Are Using Personal Radios to Plan Violence. Is the government prepared to stop them? Understanding is, it sounds like they're looking to argue to ban or regulate radios, two-way radios.
They're already regulated.
I know that. But apparently the left doesn't know that.
Yeah, maybe not.
During
or maybe they want to increase the budget for the FCC, increase the enforcement division, crack down, that kind of thing.
I mean, good luck. They can't even. I mean, they already have problems enforcing like pirate, right? Like, you know, action against pirate radio stations, let alone two-way, you know, radio operators. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I mean, it sounds like the, you know, the two. You know, literally, probably they're talking about like the radios that you can go to Walmart and pick up. You know, two-way.
Is that what they're talking about?
Well, you know, I don't know. I know there's different frequencies, so maybe they're not talking about those radios specifically, mm-hmm. but I mean, I don't know. Those are, you can use those too. I mean, it's just a different part of the spectrum.
Yeah. They tend to not be as powerful, so you're not going to get the same kind of coverage.
That's true, but
you can use them.
But ham radios that they're talking about are already regulated.
Oh, yeah.
So you technically need a license to use them already. Correct. So what are they proposing to do?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Maybe actually enforce the regulation, which.
Maybe, but how are they even going to do that? I mean, the problem is they don't really have the finances or the means of enforcement, and it would be insanely costly to try and enforce it.
I'm sure they would be advocating for increasing their budget.
I mean, sure, but guess. How much enforcement are you going to be able to do?
Good question.
During
it's hard to find these people.
Yeah, Hutchinson's explosive testimony at the January 6th Commission's hearing on Tuesday, footage was shown of that chaotic scene at the White House ellipse on that day, as an estimated more than 10,000 people lined up to go through magnetometers?
Magnetometers.
Listen. Oh, magnetometers,
that's
right.
That's the thing you go through at the court where they can tell if you've got any metal on your body. That's what that is.
Metal detectors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fancy word for metal detectors.
To listen to former President Donald Trump speak, this rally would have essentially lead to the assault, as Trump exhorted to the crowd to fight like heck by protesting at the Capitol. Early reporting,
and also to march to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically, but Twitter deleted that tweet.
That's true.
The report also noted that many of them carried radio equipment.
Uh-oh. I mean, had the authors of this article ever used a cell phone before? Because that's also a radio.
It is. It really is. And you could do the same thing, basically, with a cell phone as you could do with a two-way radio.
Probably in some ways more effectively, but we could talk about that coming up here. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio here with you, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. I want to say thank you to Rick Hall, who is the Free Talk Live Silver supporter of our AMPS program. You can join AMPS, as Rick has done, for as little as $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool benefits if you do that, and you help us advertise, market, promote, and support what we do here at Free Talk Live. So if you appreciate us and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please go to amps.freetalklive.com. Use your PayPal account or debit card or credit card to get signed up through our Patreon. Once again, it's amps.freetalklive.com. Chris, you've been sharing a story with us from, was it Slate?
That's right.
Where they are, they're so concerned. Some people apparently were in Washington, D.C. using two-way radios at the Capitol building. Now, of course, totally fine when the police are using two-way radios or the Democrats are using two-way radios, but apparently the right-wingers also have two-way radios, so something must be done.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. Indeed, during the dizzying aftermath of January 6th...
Dizzying. Aftermath?
Yes.
Is that why they're so
their choice of words. reported an intelligence. I had to reread that. Did I say something wrong? An intelligence work.
I'm just trying to imagine who would have been dizzied by the events of January 6th, which was basically an unauthorized tour of the Capitol building. That, I mean, if anyone would have been dizzied, it would have been the people who were nearby the shooting that happened, where a young woman was shot to death by one of the security, government goon security agents in the building. I would say that would be a fairly dizzying experience.
Yeah,
that'll throw you off your game a little bit. But sitting at home on your couch and watching a CNN live stream or something like that, I don't know if that's a dizzying
experience.
That lady,
I do believe, was unarmed, too. Indeed, during the dizzying aftermath of January 6th, reporting and intelligence work revealed that some on the extreme right turned to amateur and unlicensed personal radio.
Quick, somebody panic.
Days later, on January 17th, 2021, the Federal Communications Commission put out a sternly worded statement. Certain radio services regulated by the commission may be an alternative to social media platforms. You know why they're really upset? Is because they can't regulate radio.
Not easily.
They can't censor, you know, the left can't censor people on radio, on two-way radio.
That's true. That is one
that's
of the benefits.
Thing that bothers them.
Right. We were, just before we went to the break there, kind of touching on the differences between using a cell phone, which is a radio transmitting and receiving device. It is a, I don't know if you can call it two-way, but it is two-way in that it is, you know, receiving, transmitting. It's not in the same way of you press a button and you can talk to somebody instantaneously, but there are applications that essentially allow similar functions. It's just that those use the internet, and in theory, the government could cut the internet off.
And that's the thing. The two-way radios operate independent of the internet. So
right, they're point-to-point. They're direct.
If the government wants to shut the internet down, right? And they don't necessarily have to do it, and they actually do this sometimes. They can do it in certain areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by
some
shutting
foreign
down...
Foreign governments have done it.
Absolutely. Governments will do this. Especially in, you know, there's been numerous countries. Egypt, I believe.
Yep, that was one.
Syria, was it? Lebanon? There's basically been a bunch of countries, and including the United States, actually, even though it's highly
Cuba
regulated.
Cuba did it recently as well.
Yes, and Cuba, absolutely. A lot of countries, a lot of socialists, you know, countries with socialist, you know, I mean, a lot of countries have a bit of socialism here or there, at least. We'll do it. And it's unfortunate, but that's, you know, they have this idea. India even does it to stop cheating school students from cheating.
Oh, they're jamming equipment in the schools?
They shut the radio, the cellular services off, I believe, altogether.
I think the Keene State, I think the Keene High School's got a jammer.
That's not legal. Interesting.
Oh, if it's the government running it, I bet you it is.
No, it's not. They can't even do it for prisons.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just the way the school's built then. Because
it may be.
The times we've been there, for instance, we used to go there for the, the school board meetings? Remember those?
Yes, definitely.
You could not get a signal.
Yeah.
You would have to use the Wi-Fi that they provided. There's no other way to get it.
Probably the result of, if I had to guess, the building materials, but I don't know. Depending on the roofing materials, it may be blocking the signal. That's not that unusual, and if there's not some sort of repeater set up in the building, probably, the cellular service probably doesn't work.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure of that. I'm not 100%, but it definitely, cellular and Wi-Fi type signals can definitely be blocked as a result of building materials.
You can build a Faraday cage, basically.
Yeah, right, right. And don't ask me exactly what materials something has to be built from in order to have that type of effect, but it definitely is, if you're in the wrong kind of building, you'll definitely have no reception.
Faraday cage is made out of iron.
Yeah, well, okay. Anyway, certain radio services regulated by the commission may be an alternative to social media platforms for groups to communicate and coordinate future activities. It reminded radio operators that it is illegal to use radio frequencies to plan crimes, but apparently not.
It's also illegal to commit crimes, in case anyone's wondering.
Right. I was thinking the same thing off air. I was saying, yeah, except they're not telling you it's illegal to use the radio to commit a crime, which I think is kind of funny. The use of radios during the highest profile instance of right-wing extremism in decades, however, is not unique. It is part of an obscure but increasingly concerning phenomenon among the far right in recent years. Using radios, I mean, what do you I kind of want to say, what do you expect when you shut down, you know, the communications platforms that the far right is using?
They're going to find something.
Right, they're going to start using other platforms, other solutions, other technologies.
They were just supposed to stop talking.
Yeah.
We're telling them to shut up. Why won't they stop talking?
I wish they could outlaw and put them all in prison, you know, still, I'm sure.
The funny thing is, censorship doesn't mean that people don't have thoughts or they don't stop communicating. It just means that you force that, you know.
You're forcing it underground.
You're forcing it underground, yeah. Exactly. So I just think this is hilarious, apparently.
And by the way, any good left-wing psychiatrist will tell you that when you forcibly silence people, things build up, and sometimes they boil over into violence.
Yep.
Yeah. Right-wing extremists primarily use the personal radio service band, described by the FCC as short-range, low-power radio communications using devices that operate...
Personal radio service. I'll have to look that one up. I bet you it's like the family radio service. Maybe they renamed it.
Maybe. They operate much like walkie-talkies. Interesting. It's not walkie-talkies.
It is. I don't know why they're saying much like. That's exactly what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Well, they didn't want to say that because it sounds so innocent.
So basically, they're using, you know, these weakly powered two-way radios that you can buy at Walmart. It sounds like. They do not require transmission towers or extensive equipment like more commercial FM or niche ham. So they're not they're definitely not talking about ham radio.
Okay. Personal radio service is a generic term for two-way radios that are unlicensed, essentially. So
that would be the family
Citizens Band would be one. Family radio service is another one.
Okay.
And I don't know if there are any others.
I was going to say, I know there's like at least one. I wasn't really thinking about those others, but you're right. I guess there are a couple.
So there's more coming up here to the story, right?
On the way. Yeah, definitely.
You can share your thoughts as well at 603-283-6160. And they clearly want more of a crackdown. They want more regulations. And there have been news reports that a lot of these unlicensed radios are going to be stopped by the FCC, but they're still available on places like Amazon. So you might want to get one while you still can.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United Nations is sounding the alarm over a report that shows 25 million children missing routine vaccinations last year. The report from UNICEF and the WHO says vaccination rates for illnesses including diphtheria and tetanus fell to their lowest level since 2008. The New York Medical Examiner's Office is saying Ivana Trump died of an accident. The first wife of former President Donald Trump passed away after having blunt force injuries to her body. She was found unresponsive in her Upper East Side apartment on Thursday. All sexual misconduct claims involving former Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson are being settled. Watson's attorney announcing confidential agreements between the team and 30 massage therapists have been reached. USA Radio News. Former President Trump is postponing a weekend rally in Arizona following the death of his first wife, Ivana. She passed away Thursday at the age of 73. On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump announced that the rally set for Saturday will now happen next Friday. After his remarks from Saudi Arabia Friday, President Biden gets asked about comments from the wife of Jamal Khashoggi, a dissident Saudi journalist who was killed, where she blamed Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for Khashoggi's death, and that his next victim would be on President Biden's hands.
I'm sorry she feels that way. I was straightforward back then. I was straightforward today. This is a meeting, not, I didn't come here to meet with the Crown Prince. I came here to meet with the GCC and Nine Nations to deal with the security and the needs of the free world.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio tonight. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You heard us talking about cryptocurrency earlier, and it's a favorite topic of ours because it's such an important one. Crypto and Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash allows the individual to empower themselves and take their value out of the government money system, which is constantly being inflated to death. We haven't even touched on the new government official inflation numbers, now over 9%. 9.1% is the latest CPI number, and again, that's the government's number. So you know the actual inflation is higher than that. You can guarantee that 9.1% is the bare minimum. So we can cover that deeper if you guys want to comment. You're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. But get on over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and start learning some of the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. There's no better time than now, if you haven't yet done that, to start learning. And again, just click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You can also acquire your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash there. There's a bunch of different features that they have over at Bitcoin.com. Including their news site with the latest news headlines every single day, available to you over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line, and we'll talk more about two-way radio for activist communications. Sarah in New Mexico, go ahead.
Yes. Did you know that this year, nationwide, we had the highest pedestrian fatalities ever? So altogether, wow. 6,500.
What do you think's happening? Are people just not paying attention as they cross the street, or what?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming they got rid of all the speeding cameras and red light cameras for the last 10 years.
Well, those
years
don't stop people from getting hit by cars.
Well, they're running red lights and speeding, but maybe these there's not enough people like me. There's people that should get fed up.
People who don't drive.
Losing their loved ones and do something about it, you know? But
well, what do you want to do about it? Do you want to prohibit people from driving?
No, well, I mean, the thing is that, I mean, we're trying to do self-driving cars, autos.
So it's going to be better if computers are in charge?
Well, I want to do everything. You know, because you have red light cameras.
Here's a tip. Look both ways before you cross the street. I mean, I'm sorry.
It's a good plan.
I just don't understand. I get it if somebody, rolls their car up on the curb and you weren't expecting that. I'm sure that happens from time to time. But I would really be interested in seeing the breakdown of what percentage of these people that are dying when they're pedestrians, how many of them are, like, on the sidewalk versus trying to cross through traffic and just get plowed into.
Yeah, and then some of these bridges are really terrible.
You don't know
designed.
The answer, of course. You're just upset about
well,
it.
Well, I mean, no, the breakdown is, if you're a driver like you, you're going to blame the pedestrian. They just jumped out in front of my car. They're always jaywalking. But if you're a pedestrian, they're always running the red lights and trying to kill me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I saw somebody just the other day here in Keene, New Hampshire, where pedestrians have extra protections because, well, in theory, they're still going to get hit, but they believe they have extra protections because it's illegal to not yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. So these people, they just walk right out there. They don't even look over. They presume you're going to be paying attention, and in my case, I am paying attention, but there are other people who probably aren't paying so much attention. So these pedestrians, they think the law is going to protect them. So they just walk out into the crosswalk without even glancing to see if somebody is coming up on them. I mean, it's crazy, and I've seen it happen more than once.
But the first number one state was Daytona, Florida. Is it Daytona? Is in Florida?
It's a city.
It was the most city with the most pedestrians killed, and the second one that came is Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. But New Mexico is number one per capita.
Well, you could just stay home, I guess, and order all your food.
Sarah, there are places where cars are prohibited from the streets for the most part.
Like what? Like a downtown area or something?
Whole cities, actually.
Really?
Yeah, coming up. They're basically...
Coming soon?
I believe Spain is one of the...
Well, it's a whole country, but some cities...
Not the whole country of Spain, but... Yeah,
Madrid or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it's like one of their bigger cities. I forget which one it is.
So they're going to make it so you have to get on a bus?
Bikes. They're trying to force bikes.
Wow.
And buses and things of
that
nature.
What if you're crippled?
I don't know.
Carts. It's low speed. They don't let you go more than, 15 miles per hour? How fast can you go on those little go-go carts?
Probably not too fast. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160. Maybe the statistics are out there. I would be curious to know of all these people who are getting hit by cars. What are the circumstances that are leading to that? How many of it is like drunk people just stumbling out in front of traffic and getting hit?
Even one life is one life too many. Again, I say we need to ban all motor vehicles.
Well, obviously you're being facetious because the world would not work without cars.
How many additional people would starve to death in the world if there weren't cars?
Yeah, well, talk to the people in Shanghai who were not starving to death because they were jumping from the rooftops and jumping from their apartment balconies to their death because they were sick and tired of being kept inside all the time because they could not get in their car or even on their bike and go down the street and, go to the grocery store. It's an insane situation. People will go nuts if they don't have the freedom to take themselves somewhere where they want to go. And cars give you that relative freedom. Yes, there are cops around. Yes, there are cameras around. But having the ability to get behind the wheel and, go somewhere far away relatively quickly is a benefit that a lot of people appreciate, and they're not going to just let that go.
Yeah, it's sort of a, I think you could argue it's a form of torture.
To keep someone out of that?
To keep somebody, you know, a cage, effectively. Yeah. Whether it's, you know, restrict them from leaving their house or restrict them from leaving a cell.
Right, or their neighborhood, for that matter.
Yeah, or their neighborhood. It's something that I don't... I think it's sometimes it's hard to understand, especially if you've never gone through it. But even if you have gone through it, I think some people just... They don't understand that how something impacts you isn't necessarily going to impact everybody else the same way. So, yeah.
Let's talk about two-way radios. So we were, Chris, you were telling us about the left-wingers, and they're incensed over the fact that some people at the January 6th, quote-unquote, insurrection were using two-ways to communicate.
Yeah, so basically the story from Slate is freaking out about two-way radios, of all things. Why radio? The format seems rather outdated and clunky relative to... easily accessible phones and apps. But for the extreme right, increasing perception of hostility. I mean, you know, I think if you block them...
I think it might be the increasing hostility that is causing the increasing perception of hostility. Yes. Just a guess.
If you block them from all platforms, you know, I mean, I don't know. On more conventional communication platforms, has driven the switch to personal radio. If you've been deplatformed by Twitter or Facebook, so literally what we were saying before, or if you know that you are likely to be, radio offers a new venue for communication.
It's not new, guys. It's been around for like 100 years.
Yeah. You know the funny thing is, too,
or longer,
is, you know, just because you're blocked from Facebook doesn't, or YouTube, or, you know, any of these major platforms, doesn't mean that you can't communicate. There are certainly other centralized platforms. There are even centralized platforms you can still communicate on.
Those platforms, by the way. I mean, as far as if you're in a place with people, you don't want to be tweeting or posting to Facebook to try to get a message to somebody. You want to be able to reach that person in a much more instantaneous fashion. You don't want somebody to have to check their social media and then click on a notifications and then maybe they'll see your... You want to reach those people. And the fact is, radio is better for that in a lot of ways. It's got its downsides, there's no doubt about it. And it can be a little clunky. It does have range issues, for instance. But there's no more immediate way to actually talk to someone.
I'm going to hear my radio, and I'm not going to hear my phone in a lot of cases.
There's more on the way here. The number is 603-283-6160, and this is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. I'm looking online right now at the Baofeng two-way radios that activists love to use up here in New Hampshire and have been using for many years, most of them without asking government permission to do so. And they are still cheap, cheap, cheap. Inflation has not affected these things one bit. You can get a Baofeng two-way for like $22 on Amazon, and basically it's a programmable radio that can run on ham radio bands and other radio bands, and it's a pretty amazing piece of technology for what you pay for it. I mean, basically these things, if it were 30 years ago and you wanted to get into ham radio, you'd probably have to pay $300 to $500 to get a radio with a feature set that you can now pay $25 for and have delivered to you. I mean, it's amazing technology. It's cheap. I mean, it's probably not the best build quality or anything like that.
Oh, no.
But it's so cheap that it'll last you for a while, and if you drop it and it shatters or whatever, it's another $22 to replace the thing.
Yeah, or you'll lose them. One of the benefits of the cheap radios is if you lose them,
it's not
or,
the end of the world.
Yeah, the world isn't coming down.
You can drop it in the toilet, and it's not going to be a disaster.
If you use a radio every day, you absolutely will lose one.
Or break it.
Probably at least once every 6 months.
Yep.
If not more frequently. Especially when you first start using them, because you're not as aware, I think, of what you're doing
and
you don't know where to place it. Maybe like if you get in your car, it might fall out of your pocket or something. But if you get into a habit of putting it into someplace where you won't lose it, then you won't lose it.
So we've been using the activist community here in New Hampshire has been using these two-way radios for many, many years, and they've been very successful. And you can use them on legal frequencies, so it's not like these are illegal radios. It's legal to have the actual radio. It's just the question is, how do you use the radio?
It's the broadcasting, I believe, that's the legal issue with the, as far as FCC is concerned.
On certain channels, yeah.
I think there may be a ruling where the radios themselves you can't use, but I don't know if that's
you can use them on certain frequencies
for listening
at certain power levels.
Yeah,
they would be legal. So,
well, no. I think the FCC has said, well, again, you know, what is legal and what the regulators say isn't always necessarily the case, right? So the law can say one thing and a regulator can say something else. But I think the regulator, the FCC, has come out saying that even if you are a licensed ham operator, you can't use them. Now,
that's insane.
Yeah. I don't know if any of that's changed because I think they now
have... That makes no sense whatsoever.
...licensed... basically Bofang radios, and there's actually a specific model you can get, so I'm not sure.
Oh, you mean like an FCC numbered kind of thing? Where
yeah, one where it's actually certified, so in theory, maybe that variant of the Bofang is is legal for a ham radio operator.
Well, yeah, that's the thing with this technology is it seems like it's sort of this, I don't know if it's open source or it's just been reverse engineered. There seem to be multiple Chinese manufacturers of the same quote-unquote Baofeng radio. It's not really clear, like, where they even come from.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good question. So this is China here. So the manufacturing is often done, like, it doesn't really matter what it is, whether it's, you know, a laptop.
You know a thing or two because you actually order parts from China for your business.
Yeah, I do this. So it's called contract manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody uses effectively, like, the same set of companies. Now, there might be different pieces from different companies, but everybody's using the same set of companies, that big companies that manufacture basically everything.
Right.
If you get a washer and dryer, it's likely that the core component is the same maybe a microwave would be a better example. But anyway, the point is that core component inside is the same with every single unit. Now, there might be a few small differences as far as, like, you know,
you
the
mean
panel
compared
or,
to the feature that's on the front. You mean, like, the circuit boards are the same inside versus what the thing looks like on the outside?
The thing that actually radiates the food, I think, is what
I see.
Referencing.
Okay, the actual microwave.
Yeah, so that core component, right?
Yeah.
Now, the other things, like, you know, whether or not it has a dial versus a pad, that might be different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, you know, the company and the model, but effectively that core component is still being manufactured by the same company.
Mm-hmm.
And that core component might be assembled by yet another company with different faces and things like that, but that core unit is the same. Now, there's other times, if you get enough some items, where if you get enough, like, different components together, then it becomes to sort of, you know, you kind of end up with a more unique product. But even in those cases, usually, you know, like, for example, with, like, a laptop, you might only have two or three different choices for, like, say, Wi-Fi cards. Or an LCD, you know, for a screen, you know, there's only like a factory or a couple of factories that manufacture LCD screens. So even though it says Sony or it says Dell or it says, you know, I mean, there's hundreds of companies that you might
they label it.
Yeah, that you might think you're getting a screen from, but really it's really only one of a handful of factories.
Hmm.
And that factory might be producing different quality screens, okay? So maybe Sony only ever uses the better quality screens, right? Whereas if you go with a no-name, it might not be. But it's the same company, factory that's effectively manufacturing
contract. I always knew that happened with Radio Shack products. I knew they were always relabeling other companies' manufactured products at Radio Shack, but that's interesting that it's happening at the more, like, bigger brands.
Oh, yeah. AMD, another great example. AMD doesn't have any manufacturing capability.
No kidding.
It's completely outsourced. They sold off their fabs, and everything is...
Wow.
Yeah, everything, their processors are all outsourced, under contract. They're manufacturing under contract by a fab. And Intel, I believe, still does have some manufacturing capacity, but I don't know if they're 100% manufacturing in-house or if they've outsourced some of it. So that's the other thing that happens often is some companies, even when they do have manufacturing capacity, will outsource some of it or have a third party manufacturer under contract for them to a certain spec their product. So even if they're manufacturing some of it, you know, sometimes it's not. And sometimes it's even more complicated because they'll be sort of, you might have the same face to something. Apple, great example is, they had a iPhone, I don't know, I forget what it was. I'm just going to make up a number. iPhone 11, right?
Okay.
They had an iPhone 11, and it actually had two different processors, and depending on, you know, which company was manufacturing it.
Wow.
And so you might actually have a different performance depending on which... which version you got, what variant.
That's crazy.
If you looked at reviews and there were one,
some were good,
you know,
some
were good and some were not, well, that might be why.
All right.
Yeah. And the spec, you know, just because something matches a certain set of spec doesn't necessarily mean it is the same. So you can, get potentially different performance out of different things, or certain tasks might be faster or slower on one and the other. So,
all right, what else do we need about this story?
So, as social media began to crack down on extremist content and baseless conspiracy theories, a universe of alt-tech platforms.
Also, the base conspiracy theories, for example, the lab leak theory, which is now widely accepted.
The Wuhan one?
Yeah, that was labeled a baseless conspiracy theory and silence. The Hunter Biden laptop
was also absolutely baseless, right?
Yeah. And that was also labeled a baseless conspiracy theory.
I'm sure they're saying the same thing.
Apparently, their statement that all these things are baseless is kind of baseless.
let's see. A universe of alt-tech platforms emerged. Yeah, that's kind of funny because a lot of these platforms, they existed, you know, prior to...
Are they talking about like Gab and Mastodon and things like that?
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, Mastodon
exists. That's funny. I'd not heard the term alt tech.
Yes, all this alt tech existed prior to the right wing,
the crackdowns,
you know, getting kicked off or censored or shadow banned or whatever off these platforms. It just became better known.
Yeah, of course.
Because of, you know, well, if you know, half the population isn't allowed on the internet or isn't allowed on the mainstream platform, so to speak. And I'm putting that in quotes these days because they're a heck of a lot less mainstream if half the, you know, internet isn't allowed on it. Then these, you know, alternative solutions are going to end up getting more popular. And
you
that's
push
exactly
them down and they're going to find somewhere else to pop out.
Yeah. So, so they're saying these alt tech platforms emerged to fill the vacuum. Historically, right-wing extremist groups have adopted personal radios.
What do left-wing extremist groups do? Although I don't know that they accept the concept of left-wing extremists.
Yeah, kind of like Slate, you mean? Mm-hmm. All right. For similar reasons, in the face of modern tech monitoring. And, shouldn't that be disturbing? Like, that, I think, should be disturbing. All I think is 1984, right? If you haven't read that book, you should read that book.
I finally did earlier this year. I only got to read it.
Yeah, it's disturbing. Klansmen would utilize CB radios to engage in mobile, discreet, tactical communications and avoid
discreet?
The risk. It's not discreet. It's literally
public.
Right. And avoid the risks of more easily monitored technologies like telephones.
This is like them claiming that Bitcoin is anonymous. It's public. It's viewable by anyone in the same way these technologies. Now, there are such things as encrypted radios.
That's not what they're using.
They're very, very expensive from what I understand. I've never even really taken a serious look at them. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. And we'll find out what their solution is. They've got to have what they want to happen.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. BethSaveGCN.com.